Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay. And that was the opening music for the podcast.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
That was nice. I like how it faded. It's just like it always has been. There was no change. It's just, there's a bit of a change last podcast. You told me to put a MIDI of the Dixie Chicks.
I did. I listened back to it. I really liked it. Well, yeah. I forgot what I asked you to put.
Did you like the ending music too? I chose.
I didn't get that far. I didn't listen to the whole thing.
Okay. This is the ending music I chose. I was ecstatic. Just you know how I'm editing the podcast because I love both of our voices so much. I'm like sitting there smiling and jumping up and down in my seat.
I look at you bobbing up and down in the chair, going clapping your hands and stuff.
So let's see.
On that note,
let's end it.
Let's end it.
Goodbye, everybody.
See ya. Mm-hmm. See you in the next one. Goodbye.
How did I
Perfect,
know?
Right?
Before you even said or showed me, I was like, it's gonna be a fart sound. It's definitely gonna be a fucking fart sound.
If you don't know how to end something, either shoot someone or add a fart sound. Two rules of comedy.
They've always worked for us.
The Sindago rules of comedy.
Always worked for us. You know, it worked for us in Skater Boy and Friendly Cop.
Yep.
The fart sound has worked. I mean, I'm sure there's at least two dozen Super Mega episodes where you've just ended it by farting into the microphone and then be like, all right, Justin, cut it there.
The best one being the Donald Trump one, which we bring up time and time again.
Classic, man.
After he one president, but now he's a loser. So we don't really talk about him. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying he's like just legitimately, factually a loser.
No, he's not.
I mean, through the lies of our political system, he turned out to be a loser, unfortunately.
Yeah.
R.I.P. R.I.P. to a great man, a legend, one of the greatest trans rights activists of our time.
Yeah, huge.
He really did a lot for civil rights as well.
And women. Mainly, especially black women, Donald Trump did quite a bit for. And speaking of which, it's a terrible shame today. You know, someone in the same field has passed away. Someone in the same field as us. Did you see who passed away?
No, who passed away?
Rush Limbaugh.
He did?
Yeah, he did.
Did he really?
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh died today.
God damn.
We lost a fellow podcaster. Let's make a video where we're just looking at a framed picture of Rush Limbaugh and it's playing the "And I saw my reflection in snow covered hill." That's Dixie Chicks. It's Fleetwood Mac, but Dixie Chicks did a cover. My mom used to always play that CD.
What's one cover that's better than the original?
Ask Reddit thread. All right, Reddit. What's one cover that's better than the original?
I always like just... I love diving into the comments in Reddit shit, but like not just like of course you start out with going by the main comments at a time, but then you start just delving into the replies, and sometimes those threads just go on.
They do.
On.
Sometimes you can tell it's someone just clearly making shit up. It'll be like, lawyers, what's the craziest serial killer you've ever had to represent? And someone's like, I had this guy back in 99
killed 7 Vietnamese men with a golf club.
Mark Wahlberg. You might have heard of him.
Yeah. Big actor. I don't want to say who, though, for legal reasons. Not a lawyer, but...
Yeah, he starred in a movie with a teddy bear, but no more hints. Seth MacFarlane was the voice. Okay, no more hints.
No more hints.
I used to, when I was in high school, I would just lay in bed on my cellular device and just get lost in Ask Reddit threads for hours.
I'd get lost in porn, dude. I get lost in those great googly mooglies mouncing around.
Yeah, man.
Well, making my little boy eyes go, whoa. I'm kidding. I was.
You're not kidding.
Well, I'm not kidding, but like, I mean, I think everyone watches porn on their phone who does watch porn.
No.
Jackson.
Yeah, well, he's been doing it on the job a lot. He thinks he's good at hiding it.
Like. Well, he has an arm bar and an iPad set up with it on like the fucking, on his desk. So he just, and he's like, hands free. But
and it's facing, well, the thing is the screen's facing away from our desks, but he doesn't realize that his computer monitor reflects it.
Yeah.
It's like a mirror. Yeah. Yeah. So I just, every time I look over and I think Jackson's doing work, I look and I see just boom, boom, boom
on his
screen.
Over and like when we make eye contact and I can tell that he's like, you know, going
He tries to play it off. He's like stops. Like
I'm scratching.
Itching his inner thigh or something.
Yeah.
Like, ooh,
that's fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want to shame him.
It's a guy's personal, you know, time, you know, whatever your kinks are.
You know, technically, because he's salaried, personal time and work time, there is no way to technically tell the difference, right?
Yeah.
So it's like,
true.
If he wants to do that while he's at the office, it's no different from when he's doing it at home because he does work at home as well.
Exactly.
So it's really just if he wants to do that.
There's
during
no
the
fine
work
line,
day,
really.
Right.
When you work in this business, baby.
I know.
The YouTube business.
We're pioneers, baby.
Pioneers.
We are, you know, we're working jobs that didn't exist when our parents were growing up. This didn't exist 10 years ago.
That's why at least my parents, more so, I think my dad is more the worrying one out of like, my mom, like in high school, would just let me go out to Waffle House at fucking 2 a.m.
Mine would not.
With some kid she never met.
In fact, I went out to Waffle House after work one night and didn't tell my mom. And I remember I came in at like 1, mm-hmm. And I remember I walked in and it's literally like from a movie. Like I walk in and all the lights are off and then the lamp turns on.
She's
and my mom is sitting.
Matthew.
She goes, she opens her room. Where have you been? Now mommy's got to punish you. No, but he was like, she turns the light on and she's like, come sit down. And she's sitting there like in her robe. And she's like, where were you? Just like that. And I was like, well, mom, you probably thought I was out smoking pot.
But you weren't.
Which I wasn't. I was literally just at Waffle House with my coworkers after a long, hard day of work.
Yeah.
So it was very, you know, that's the best, man. After work, just going out with the coworkers to get like some time to goof off,
exactly.
Get some pancakes, get some waffles.
And it's not like my dad is a helicopter parent by any form of that. I think he was just more like he just knows life can suck. Cause we've all been through shit. So it's like, I feel like he's like, he was afraid that I was heading down a track that he had seen before. You know what I mean?
Like from your past crack conviction.
No, but like me dropping out of college, like in his time, if you did that, like it might've, you know, it was the same thing. Like you would get like a job somewhere, some sort of manager position when you're in college and you feel like you have it set. So you drop out, but then you'd realize you're just kind of like, you know.
Yeah. Thank God that worked out for us.
Yeah. That's why this is such a big thing, because like that does happen still, but the margin and the wealth of success one achieves by dropping out of college these days is crazy. The influencer game is strong in this generation. People really like becoming someone else through a screen.
How fucking sick would it be? Because I've been thinking about this since you said it. Since like you're like, my dad wasn't a helicopter parent, and I'm just imagining your dad with a huge set of rotors and like out of his back, like Dr. Octagonopus, but it's like it's like the helicopter blades, and he's got like the little like fins on his arm and stuff,
and he has like the glasses that make his eyes big, and they can go like cameras to zoom in. Where's my boy?
That's my dad. Fuck.
He has a gadget that blows bubbles, and the bubbles are like heat seeking, so they'll like go to wherever I am, and he can fly with the helicopters and follow the bubbles to my current location.
You're like behind the bleachers with your high school friends trying to light up a joint, and
I'm making out with all of my high school friends.
you hear the faint like,
my turn.
You're like, fuck, that's my dad. No, quick. Dude, I was driving.
Just like picturing like all of my friends sitting in a circle, just swapping pecs.
me next. Okay, who wants one next? You didn't do that with your friends, dude?
No, you and I did that.
Stop. Why do I feel like every girl growing up had like, it was like, oh, the sleepover, we all made out, and I'm like, is that just what happened to girl sleepovers? Because at my sleepovers, I would put gum in someone's hair while they're sleeping, and then
put gum in someone. Did you ever do that? Matthew?
Okay, so I had this one kid sleeping over.
And you hated him. And he deserved it. Is this the moral? Is this the moral? Is this the theme?
Well, he was an asshole.
He had it coming.
He did
it.
He had it coming. He had it gumming. No, it wasn't gum, actually. It was a birthday party, and
Oh, so it wasn't gum. You put a birthday party in his hair?
And he should have thanked me, dude, because I was expensive.
Is that code for you just came in this dude's hair as he was sleeping?
Yeah, I put a couple million partiers up in his up in his hair.
They're having a good time, if you know what I mean.
If you're at a birthday party when you're like 11, it's a sleepover birthday party with a bunch of guys and
like a bunch of grown men.
For when you're 11 and a bunch of grown men
show up to your birthday party
for the sleepover. If you're the first kid to fall asleep at a birthday party, you know, bad news, bad news.
Especially if you're around Matt Watson.
Yeah. And this kid falls asleep. And earlier that night, we had gone to CeCe's Pizza.
I love CeCe's
and
Pizza.
And CeCe's Pizza has those little.
Someone said they went out of business or some shit.
I think.
They filed for bankruptcy?
Yeah.
But businesses do that all the time.
That doesn't mean they're actually going away.
Yeah.
They do that for political reasons to save their losses, and then they come back, you know. Sumac has had to file for bankruptcy, like, what, 6-7 times?
Yeah.
So, not a big deal.
I wouldn't count the last two times.
Well, the last two were more for to cheat the bank. But yeah. Cut that out. Make sure that gets cut out.
Dude. Sorry, there's just a pain in my stomach.
Well, there's a pain in my heart for you interrupting me while I'm telling my story.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Basically, continue. I got this capsule from the machines. You know, you put the quarter in, and it was full of goo. It was like, that was the toy, just some goo. And this kid falls asleep. And this kid was like the nerdy one out of the group. So it was kind of like funny. So we took the goo and he's asleep. And we're like, let's put it in his hair. So, you know, we put the goo in his hair. And it really wasn't that sticky or anything. It was just kind of like.
Did it wash out?
Well, we put it in. And then he starts waking up while we're doing it. So it's like, quick. And like everyone like lies down and pretends to be asleep. And he wakes up and we just hear, and he gets up and he walks into the bathroom and he shuts the door. And you hear the shower turn on. He's in there for like an hour. And it turns out that shit was like super glue. Do you need to go take a shit?
No, it's not a shit. It just hurts.
You looked like you're about to vomit, and I got scared.
No, nothing's coming up. It's because it's empty inside.
And then he went and showered, and apparently my mom got a phone call from his mom the next day that, you know, he had some stuff in his hair that was not coming out, and it was not funny. And my mom did call me before the party was even over because he went home earlier.
She called me a cunt.
And she slapped me across the face until I was cherry red. She was like, Matthew. What did you guys put in his hair? And I was like,
I don't know.
It's like, Matthew, his mother called. There's something in his hair that's not coming out. And I got in trouble. Rightfully so. That was, you know, but it was pretty funny. I mean, his hair is fine now, you know, 12, 13 years later.
Fine now.
14 years later, it's fine.
I mean, if you're sleeping one day, if you come over to stay in my place, we have a little sleepover. I throw some gum in your hair while you're sleeping. You know, like I put it in my mouth first. I'm like, get a big wad. Okay, something did come up that time.
I could tell.
Yeah. It like came up to like here.
Yeah, you got the tears in your eyes.
But I throw some gum in your hair. You wake up, you go, ah! And I go, it was funny. And 14 years from now, you'll still have hair.
Oh, well. Hopefully. Hopefully I still have hair 14 years from now. But
well, you're using keeps.
That's right. I am using but yeah, that'd be funny. I had this friend also that would come sleep over, and you know, back in the day, it's like, oh, you have to get a note from your mom that you can ride the other bus home with me today.
Oh, yep. And sometimes like you'd forget or like lose the note during the day, and it's like,
and the bus driver's like, you can't get on the bus.
But some drivers, you would always have to test it because you're like, if I explain the situation, maybe this bus driver, like sometimes. Rarely the bus driver would be like, yeah, get on the bus.
Couldn't I just be like,
I've seen you before.
I ride this bus every day. What are you talking about?
Some kids probably did that.
But basically, this one kid rode the bus home with me, and we're sitting there, and someone threw some gum, and he had the most beautiful blonde hair. It was just
like yours right now.
Yeah, more beautiful. No. This is the kid I used to make YouTube videos with on Format 24. The blonde haired kid, Will.
Okay.
So. He had that blonde hair, and someone threw some gum in his hair on the bus. And, you know, gum in your hair is a horrible thing to have in your hair. So
there's no untwisting that mess.
No.
There's only one way to solve it, unfortunately.
You got to cut it with scissors. Yeah. So we get to my house. He's real upset, and we have to cut it with scissors. I think there actually might be some ways to get it out, but it's like a hour's process, and you got to get all this shit, and it's like just
cut. Hair grows back, yeah.
Yeah. But then the next time he comes home with me, a couple weeks later, it happens again. Someone throws gum in his hair. And then it happened a third time. And I'm like, this is, so he stopped riding the bus with me. I don't think it was targeted. I think it was just pure coincidence each time, but.
You never had gum thrown in your hair?
No. I did have this one asshole who went on to join the Air Force. Ha ha! Throw a piece of candy at me. It hit me in the forehead, and it hurt so bad. I was secretly crying the whole way home, and it swelled up huge on my forehead. This kid's name was Alex, and he was a fucking dick. And he, instead of going to college, he joined the Air Force, and that's all I know about him now. But he was a fucking asshole. He played lacrosse. And if he hears this now, fuck you, Alex.
Hope your life.
You were a piece of shit.
Your life is a living hell, Alex.
Yeah, I hope you got married and your wife passed away. So,
you could have gone with like cheated or something, but fucking passed. Okay,
was that too much?
Not a little too much, I think.
Alex, I hope you got married and you walked in on your wife having sex with your best friend, and then she
and
passed
brother.
Away.
Come on, that's
best
a
friend
good
and brother.
Yeah,
ooh,
yeah.
Brother is probably more painful than best friend.
Yeah, but like I'm saying, like I'm forming the relationship in a quick little note, right? It's like best friend and brother, because I could just say brother, and like there's that familial bond there. But when I say best friend and brother, you know that they had a childhood together and they grew up as each other's best friends, thus making the impact of the situation
twice as
just fucking heart wrenching for him to deal with.
And then the next day, Alex goes to work and. At the Air Force, and out of the stress from the situation, he accidentally crashes his fighter jet into a mountainside, killing himself on impact. So, hope you're doing well, Alex. I'm kidding. Alex, I hope you're doing well. I forgive
you. Don't
you
hope he's doing well.
I forgive you for the piece of he was an asshole, dude. He was a bully.
Yeah, I know. I remember. Well, I mean, what's a bully, Matt? Would you say a bully is putting slime in a kid's hair at a birthday party?
No, that's friendly.
No, that's friendly banter. That's
well,
fun.
No, that's
funny.
Because we were friends. I wasn't friends with Alex.
Okay.
Right?
What if he thought you were his friend and that's why he was doing
this? He did not
things.
Think I was his friend.
And this kid that you
we
put
went
slime
to different...
in his hair, he's like, they say that I'm their friend, but
we went to different high schools.
They keep picking on me.
He did not know. He knew me. Actually, he bullied me. Because of my, I was friends with a kid that he bullied.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I mean, he didn't like seriously, like it wasn't like a recurring thing. It was just a jock, like a high school jock in a movie. He went to the other high school that was on my campus, but we shared the bus. And, he looks like one of those like TikTok kids now, like they're like chiseled jaw type.
Yeah.
He always had his lacrosse equipment, and he would wear like the boat shoes, the chubbies, the, you know, that.
It's essentially kind of like in the realm of Instagram influencer looking type of person where you can tell they've not drinking a single drop of water to dehydrate themselves for like 3 days to take the perfect picture on a wonderful little beach.
Wait, does that work? If you dehydrate yourself, do you look good for pictures?
Like Hugh Jackman in the Wolverine movies, he would dehydrate so it would like tighten around.
Oh, yeah, make sure
good. Yeah,
that's well. Wouldn't you like wouldn't you just almost pass out when you're flexing and shit, get all lightheaded?
I'm sure Dwayne the Rock Johnson passed out while filming a scene in the movie Hercules.
Damn.
I am Hercules.
I found him. That's him.
Throw me the phone. Throw me the phone. Toss it.
My
toss
man.
It, tosser.
Jesus. Sorry, man. I tried.
Let's see. Never mind.
Unfortunate looking wife, right?
I'm kidding. Why? I can't look at it because like every picture just reinforces like the generalized
viewpoint. Right? That picture right there. He's in a combat helicopter with a machine gun, like the type they used to like shoot civilians in the Vietnam War running across the deltas. And he's got the sunglasses on.
Or little brown children in the Middle East, Matthew.
That's true. I mean, it's you know, you got to keep yourself entertained.
Or a wedding party. I mean, well, okay, that wasn't a gun. That was a drone strike. You know, one of the ones that goes and then an explosion happens. See, the thing is, I there was silence because...
You don't even hear it coming. Nope. That shit's crazy, man.
So fair. It's so good.
Well, especially when it's
war's
civilians.
Not fair. Then why do we have rules and codes? We talked about this before.
Yeah, like how there's like still rules in war. It's like, well, you can't do this, but
I just picked,
you could do all this other shit.
Like the version of cheating back in wartime was like someone shooting up at someone who's like parachuting down. They're just the guy parachuting down being shot. Stop! Hey! Stop!
He's cheating!
Hey, you! Ref! Ref! He's cheating!
Like in paintball when you hold the gun up to show you've been shot but people keep shooting at you.
I just like the visual of some guy, the only thing he can do to like dodge the bullet
is his legs like, around, like, whoa, his legs, whoa!
And like move his legs like, ah, whoa! Whoop!
And the bullets are like, yep. Whoa! Oh, stop, stop!
One goes through his parachute and he starts spinning. Whoa!
And then he smacks a tree like, boom, like George of the Jungle, and it leaves like a human imprint. And he like,
then he like
out.
Peels off the tree, like. Then he like floats down like a feather. Boop, 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 boop. Oh,
how would you react if like?
Just funny because the actual visuals of war is just like
so
people
horrifying.
Becoming fucking like ground meat.
Dude,
just fucking piercing metal.
Shrapnel flying at 10,000 feet per second.
It's fucking horrifying. It's a nightmare.
What about how would you react if you're watching like a Steven Spielberg like super serious critically acclaimed war movie and you're watching it like at the premiere and like just halfway through that scene happens? Like,
dude,
just...
I told you that one of the biggest things I've wanted to do, and it won't happen. It's just like one of those dreams, is I've always wanted to like make a legitimate movie. You know, kind of pretty serious in tone, but at one point, like whether it's the ending or in the middle, something like that happens that takes you out, and then the rest of it just goes normal as usual. And I just know, like, I would want to know, like, if the movie was still decent, would critics mind if like that part was in the movie?
So, the Looney Tunes ass scene that was happened in the middle of the combat.
Like that kind of took me out, but the rest of the movie phenomenal. Like if I make the end of the movie like make people cry and shit, make
but
it emotional.
But just that one like 15-second clip, where, like the soldier's like running from gunfire and he runs off a cliff and he's in midair and he's like
and he looks at the camera and just goes boom and shrugs
and then falls. It's like he's like running like and then falls.
Except like the gun and his hat and like his pants and everything
fall first.
In
midair. And then they fall. Oh my god. Fucking
And then the camera pans down and he's like holding on with his whole body to like a root sticking out from the cliff. And he goes and it starts to break.
And then he looks at the camera like whoop, whoop. And he looks at the camera and it blinks like doink doink. And then it breaks off and he falls. And then there's just like the shape in the ground of like his body where he like made like a 3-foot deep body shaped hole. And then he like sticks his head up and then a piano falls on him. And he has the bird flying around and his teeth are piano keys and they go dip, 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 dip. And then it just cuts back to like the intense gunfire and like explosions on the battlefield.
And the pure gore and just mania of war in general.
I want to know how that, well, the studios would never let that, you know, end up in the final cut, but.
Kevin Smith made a movie about a man making another man into a walrus. So I think we could find a studio.
And
he never made Moose Jaws, is all I'm saying. He said he was going to make Moose Jaws, and he never did. He made two shitty little movies, his Canadian trilogy, and since they both sucked, he didn't make Moose Jaws.
How about some shitty little ad reads?
Okay.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
I recently saw a trailer for a movie with Kevin James where he plays a Nazi, a neo-Nazi.
Oh, that came out like a year.
It's got Joel McHale, yeah. Because the other night I was in the mood for like an American.
Joel McHale's in a movie with Kevin James about Kevin James being a neo. The thing is,
he has like a big swastika on the back of his head.
The thing is, Kevin James, like, that would be the perfect kind of role to bring him out of like the
if
thing.
If the movie's
like
been done right,
yes, exactly.
Apparently, it's like a Home Alone type movie, where like this little girl's trying to like save her parents from him, and
from
she has
a
to
Nazi?
Like she has to like Home Alone his ass. I watched a bunch of new movie trailers last night for movies coming out this year I hadn't seen
movie
yet.
Clips. Like the channel movie clips. And
oh yeah. Like just all around. I watched the one with Justin Timberlake, Palmer.
I don't even know what's coming out, dude.
So it's Justin Timberlake. He's a prisoner and he comes out and then he has to watch over this little kid, this little gay kid. It's like 5-year-old gay kid that gets bullied and he falls in love with the kid. Not in like a sexual way, but like he like really falls for taking care of the kid. Looks pretty good. And then what was the other one I saw that looked really good?
Is the kid also white?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
because I was only saying because it's just like imagine like another story of just like a little black boy who's not finding his way in the world and the precious Justin Timberlake
caring for a little gay black kid
prances in and goes, I'm your little savior, little black boy.
Little gay black boy and he's like little cowboy boots prancing around and Justin Timberlake has to like be the father figure for him.
Honestly, we need another white savior film. It's been too long. You know, the last one was Green Book.
Why don't we make one then?
Was it Green Book?
Why don't we make the Sumega movie as a white savior film?
Am I getting
film?
The title of the movie right?
No, it's Green Book.
Okay. I was asking you because I was legitimately asking you.
It's Green Book.
I wasn't rhetorically
it.
Asking. Did I get that movie right? No, I know. I know I got the movie right. I know movies. I'm Ryan McGee of Super Mega. Like the Iron Giant, ring a bell?
I know that one! There's a movie adaptation of a book that I started reading that I never finished that I need to finish now called Cherry coming out where it's Tom Holland. It looks pretty good. He's like a bank robber.
Oh, the one that takes place in the Southern thing? Like, is it the Southern vibed one where he plays a Southern boy?
He's like a bank robber, but he also went to like the Middle East in war.
Nope.
And he's like
probably
a drug
not
addict.
That one, no. What's the one where he's like in the
There's
like
another Tom Holland
deep
movie.
South.
Yeah. I didn't watch the trailer, but I saw the thumbnail. And, well, Cherry's a book by this guy named Nico Walker, and he wrote it from prison. And I found out because I heard an NPR.
What was he in prison for?
Drugs, maybe? But he was like a soldier, and then...
That's the one prison sentence where I hear it, and I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm listening for, like, murder, rape, you know, pedophilia, you know, like, just... I'm listening to all the big ones.
I think it's fucked up to have to go to prison for drugs, honestly.
There's certain cases where like
if you're selling drugs like in like trafficking drugs, that's different. But I mean,
you're
like
funneling
if you're,
some drugs into someone's body without their consent.
Yeah. But I mean, like if you're a drug addict and
you're doing drugs
and
because
you're
a drug addict and
you
and
go
it's
to
psychologically
jail,
changing the way your brain works and craves things.
And like you know, need it. Then like going to jail.
I need a cigarette.
It's like I just think it's fucked up to send people to jail for drugs. Like
yeah.
For drug use when it's like they need help, not getting thrown into a cement room.
Well, maybe they'll learn next time.
If
they don't like it in their cold, stupid little cell with their dumb little buddies.
With their dumb little withdrawal symptoms almost killing them.
Maybe they'll think about doing drugs next time. You know, drugs kill.
Drugs aren't cool. I love how that was a thing. He's like, drugs aren't cool.
Did you watch the video I sent you last night by The Onion? It was this,
The
Onion used to make,
they sent me three videos last night and they were all bangers.
They still make them, but like they're old, news videos from the Onion News Network from like 10 years ago. It's like this new anti-smoking ad warns teens it's gay to smoke. Like they shoot them so realistic and they just had this whole thing.
That's the thing about what was it? The Onion. Well, Clickhole. Wait, no.
Onion.
Clickhole. Weren't they just owned by the same person?
It was, yeah, well, Clickhole was a part of Onion.
Yeah.
They judge rules white girl will be tried as black adult. And like it's the most realistic like thing, like them in court and stuff, and like, oh my god, it's The Onion is genius, man. But what other movies did I see? There's
I still have only seen Godzilla this year, and I'm gonna see Godzilla versus King Kong with some buddies, hopefully. Justin, Kelly, Frank,
I saw
Layton, whoever shows up.
Trailer for Prospect, which is like, oh wait, that's a 2018.
Is it like a origin story of the prospector from Toy Story 2.
It's Pedro, what's his name?
Pascal.
Yeah. Well, what's this? I saw a teaser. It was like 3 seconds, but it's Jennifer Lawrence and Leonardo DiCaprio called Don't Look Up.
What?
And look at what he looks like in it. It's just them coming out of the back of an airplane, and that's the... Don't click it, though, because it's just an ad for a movie trailer website with the 3-second teaser.
Got it.
But then... Ryan, what are you searching on my phone?
I'm looking Don't Look Up. I want to see it.
You're looking up Don't Look Up?
Don't Look Up.
Look Up teaser? Don't Look Up.
Teaser?
I think that's all they released.
But why do they have to have a whole video? Why can't they just hold up? Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, see?
Where's the
very
trailer?
End. It's not even a trailer. It's like a 3-second.
And it's on Netflix? It's good. Okay, here we go. I want to see it. Is it like at the very end? Or did I pass
you
it?
You passed it.
Oh, fuck. Okay, there it is. Got it. Okay. Okay, now I'm going to watch it. Sorry. It's all my fault.
See? That's it.
Look, I love Leo.
I love Leo.
And I love Jennifer Lawrence, but she has not been in a movie that I've enjoyed in the longest time, I will say. I didn't like Red Sparrow. Mother was like the last interesting film she was in for me, where it's like maybe I didn't like it all the way, but at least I was entertained and I felt like I at least got something.
It's by Adam McKay.
From watching it in terms of entertainment. Adam McKay?
Yeah, made Don't Look Up.
Okay.
I'm
down for an Adam McKay film.
This is a good movie because I would equally fuck Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence.
The only Leonardo DiCaprio I would fuck would be the Leonardo DiCaprio from, you know, come on.
From right? Romeo and Juliet?
No, dude.
Oh.
Django Unchained. Okay. I'm kidding.
he's a beautiful man. What is this? It's Owen Bliss official trailer 2020. Owen Wilson, he's sticking something up his nose. Hopefully to fix that thing.
Dude.
What, dude?
Do you think he's like, I wish I was Luke. I wish I was Luke. Or do you think Luke, because Owen's more famous, wishes he was Owen?
They just have this thing where they wish they were each other.
Let's switch bodies for that. You know, honestly, I would see that movie. A movie about Owen and Luke Wilson playing themselves, switching bodies. That would be a fucking great movie. But they'll never fucking do it.
Why don't they just fuck it? Like, stop trying to make these emotional, these politically timely movies. Make some shit like Owen Wilson and his brother switching bodies.
Exactly.
And realizing their true self-worth.
I mean, Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman were in a movie with Olivia Wilde called The Change-Up or The Switch-Up or something?
I think it's The Switch-Up.
No, wait a second, because there's another movie with Jason Bateman that might be called The Switch-Up where he swaps his cum sample for the cum sample that Jennifer Aniston
drinks
was gonna have.
Like, this doesn't
and
taste like
she ends
cum.
Up having his baby or something, and he's like, "Oops! Oh, I swapped out the." Because I think he's like in the bathroom. He's like, "What is this?" And then he spills cum. And he's like, "Fuck!" And then
honey,
he,
I then he, swapped the cum.
Then he replaces it with his own cum, and then she impregnates herself with the cum with a probably a I don't know.
What about the Vince Vaughn movie where he, where like the girl is his body, is in his body.
The new one?
Yeah.
The new one. This is an old,
it's just
older.
Freaky Friday, like over and
Freaky
over.
Freaky Friday movies are fun.
I watched Freaky Friday not too long ago. It wasn't bad.
Little Dicky did it with someone who,
punched a woman.
Yeah.
Repeatedly.
Yep. Dude,
well, maybe
will never.
Did, maybe he did that to try to fix this. He did it and then went and apologized to her.
That's probably why he did that. He was trying to help the guy out.
He punched her the rest of the times because she wouldn't let him apologize. Is that what you're saying?
No. Well, I'm saying maybe Lil Dicky was trying to help out. Maybe he's just trying to make the situation right because he knows that Chris Brown's not going to. Chris Breezy's not going to atone for his sins. So he's like, if I can enter the body of Chris Breezy, I can go back and make it all right.
He never really had a comeback, did he? I mean, he's still like,
he's still big.
He's still fine.
Just like Mel Gibson, know? Dude. I saw two trailers for movies last night with Mel Gibson, like as a main character. And I'm like, how is Mel Gibson still like.
You can't forgive people? Look.
I think there's.
It's not like he said anything bad, right? He didn't say anything bad.
It's not only that he said something bad, it was with the intent of which he said it. Like he's like, I will, like to his girlfriend, like I will, like I can have you killed.
The worst line for me is, you know exactly what
I know exactly. It's go look up Mel Gibson's voicemails.
It's where he calls a certain, says pack of, yeah.
He wants someone to be blanked by a pack of blanks.
Yeah, yeah.
His girlfriend that he's fighting with. Dude, are we going to be blacklisted for shit-talking Mel? I thought Mel Gibson was blacklisted.
No, people still make fun of him in the entertainment industry. I think widely he's still like respected by like the Quentin Tarantino fan types, if that makes sense. I don't know if you know what I mean.
My good friends Roman and
like,
Mel.
He makes good films. Roman Atwood makes good films? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I was doing Quentin saying, you know, his good friends Roman and Mel.
Look, come on. It was in the 70s and it's and she's partying. She knows what she's doing,
oh
you know,
my
baby.
God.
Come on.
Dude.
Come on.
Quentin.
That's what he said.
I know. It's awful. Was she 13?
What's with France and them loving those kids? Sorry.
Dude, don't
but it's true.
Accuse the country of France of
in Japan.
Stop.
Because, dude.
Okay, now that you said Japan, you've crossed the line.
Dude, I didn't realize how kind of fucking weird it actually was. It makes me feel gross now that I ever went there. I hate Japan.
I'll never step foot there again.
I'm kidding. But yeah, it is very much, it's culturally, definitely there's a different culture going on there. There's a vibe that other countries are having.
They announced Splatoon 3.
We missed the trailer for Splatoon 3.
Well, Jackson tweeted about Splatoon 3.
Could have been
so
a joke. It's probably a joke, honestly, though, right?
He did two tweets about, let me see.
Could be a running gag,
trending.
Right?
Do you want
more ad reads while you're figuring this out?
Sure. Look at this, dude. Splatoon 3 coming 2022.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Okay, sure.
Fuck yeah, dude. I fucking love Splatoon. Okay. Oh, dude, it looks beautiful. Dude. Look at this. Look at that Splatoon shit.
Is this like the new look?
It's just like some screenshots.
Oh, shit.
It's in the desert. It's like a desert vibe in this one.
I'm excited. I mean, I always jump on the Splatoon. I always jump on the Splatoon train.
Is this like Wild West Splatoon? Oh, I'm all for it then. Oh, yeah, dude. It's like all in the desert. Oh, fuck yeah. Splatoon is just fucking amazing. Insert joke here. Hey. How about instead of Ninja Brian, Ninja Biden?
And he never speaks.
How about Joe Brian? And it's Joe Biden, but instead it's just Brian from Ninja Sex Party.
Brian Griffin from Family Guy.
Ooh!
Come on.
Yeah, that's good.
That's pretty good, right?
That's great. That's more than pretty good. We've been shooting some live action videos, y'all. More than brand new shirt.
We released one.
Yeah, brand new shirt. Thank you. That's our first sketch in years, actually.
We're doing reshoots today for another. This is something that's like.
It's a sketch more than a music video.
Yeah, because this isn't something that would go on the album.
This song's not going on the album.
No.
I mean, and it's maybe it will.
It's like a short little tune. It's just like a It's more of a sketch, I would say.
Maybe we'll throw it on the album if we needed like some filler tracks. No, I don't want any filler tracks on the album. Yeah. I want everyone to
I know.
Be a
I was about to say I might have to put my foot down because I don't think
this is
I,
one
I
that would go on like
on
the deluxe version. Like if we like if there's like a deluxe version of the album with like extra tracks, like this would go on that one.
Yeah.
But I mean, dude, it's felt fucking incredible doing comedy like live action videos again.
It's where I'm the most comfortable and having the most fun and getting and I get the most out of doing.
Oh, like I don't feel bored for like 1 second while shooting. It's just fun. And it's like
it goes by too quickly.
It does. And every time it's done, I'm like, ah, I feel accomplished, but I'm like, I want to shoot some more. I mean, fuck it.
We're about to shoot more.
Did a big shoot the other day. We did a big one yesterday and today, actually.
Just small reshoots. Hopefully we can do it quickly so we can. Because I kind of want to see everything put together.
We can have it done by today.
We might have to do our usual because there's this kind of like vibe that I've enjoyed when we make videos because Tucker's been along for the ride in terms of filming. And you can tell because it looks fucking beautiful. Tucker has a great eye and he's a good boy as well. Where we'll, after shooting, we'll come back, you know, get the footage on a hard drive and then it'll start, like, you'll start cutting through it. Tucker will start cutting through it and like food will be ordered and then we'll just all be eating around watching and like throwing ideas and shit. It's just so, it's just like, that's as perfect as it gets when it comes to our job.
Oh, last
like
night.
That is, without getting too sentimental, it's like those moments are going to be the moments that I'm looking back at, kind of like being like, fuck, those were good times.
Like last night, we're all eating our wings, our listening to Dancing Wild. In the Moonlight, waiting for the footage is loading. Moonlight. Oh, great. And we have so many ideas now. I mean, like the past 3 years, we're like, oh, we're going to be doing more live action. We're going to do more live action. And we just like, never, I think it's like it was a confidence thing, kind of too. It's like we just didn't feel confident enough to do it, but now it's like fuck it, it's 2021, let's just fucking do it. And
the idea that we filmed recently is an old ass, like 3 years old.
We came up with it in our old apartment before we moved out. So we came up with it while we were still. It had to have been 2017 when we came up with this idea. Now we're doing it in 2021, but you know we're trying to actually make 2021 more about that.
And we've done that by like. Building Friday. Okay. I was just about to be like, we need to make sure we keep that backlog up. Cause it's still high up there. Like we're still so clear. We're so fine in terms of the backlog we have recorded, but that's what's allowed us to do all of the sketches and
yeah, it is.
Kind of spend just a whole day on a sketch instead of feeling like we have to think of the sketch idea and then we'll film it tomorrow, but also film the podcast and get Let's Plays out because we need more Let's Plays and you know, all this shit.
I mean, we're doing shotgun shooting mainly, which is my favorite. It's your favorite too.
Yeah. I mean, it's the way that like you did Kids with Problems. It's the way I did Syndigo with Daniel. I think it's the best for,
it's fun seeing like what comes because like even when you're shooting, you don't fully know how it's going to turn out. So it's fun seeing that afterwards. And also you have more room for like, I don't know.
It's
like,
the collaborative aspect. It's that you're all there. There's a generalized like kind of like idea. There's certain notes and beats that we know that we have to hit. But in the middle of that all, there are some things in videos that may be like huge highlights and funny moments that the comments pick up on, but was just a spur of the moment idea that like Matt threw in when I was doing something or Tucker had an idea with the camera. Was like, that shot just looks beautiful. He's like, had an idea.
You
look at a pile of trash and go film there. It's like, that's a good shot.
Your acting is just,
dude.
Everyone I showed the rough cut to several people last night, and every single person, they said two things. They said, Tucker's shooting is phenomenal. And they said, one person specifically said, Ryan's acting is Golden Globe worthy.
Wow. You know, I have to say that's very sweet. And, I was pretending to be very sad, get it? Because it's like, it's not acting. It's like, I picture like actors just like, it's like, so how did you get into this kind of mind space of a depressed individual, a recluse?
Well, I lost my wife.
that helped. so you were going for more, so you really dove into this role.
losing your wife. Well, that wasn't planned. It's actually pretty unfortunate.
Your wife is part of the preparation for the role. It wasn't just for the preparation for the role.
At times it feels like you're losing yourself and almost feel like you're outside of the film.
Yeah, because I was missing my wife while we were filming and they would not yell cut. And they would keep the cameras rolling as I was having a crisis and a manic episode.
And what they would do is they'd also do a lot of things. The production would do things like they figured out what my wife's perfume was, and then halfway through the shot, they'd spray it in the distance. So a few seconds later, it'd waft up my nose.
They'd have old recordings of her when I was like running lines in my room. They'd like
her laughing along.
Like they put speakers in the vent systems. Like, I don't know. It's just, it kind of got fucked
my
up.
My wife's calling
my
name.
But hey. He holds up his Oscar. Hey, it got me this, right?
She'd be proud. My microphone broke off.
Yeah, because you keep messing with it.
I wasn't messing with it.
You were going and then it fell off. You were trying to tighten it. You were trying to fix it.
Yeah,
I understand.
Now it's just hanging.
I mean, you can fix it right now.
We should just hang him from the ceiling like this. You know, you like this?
I don't mind it because I like that.
It's kind of cool.
You know the microphones where you go and then you go and then you go.
I feel like I'm a radio host now with it hanging down like this by its wire.
We could have it set up to be like blinds where like if you like tug it to the left or whatever and then it.
Whoop.
Yep.
Shit. It's like, dude, and we have to get a ladder to pull it down from the ceiling if it goes all the way up.
Or we could get buttons where it goes and they lower from the ceiling very slowly with like fog coming
out.
Yeah,
we get like.
Have the 2001 Space Odyssey music be playing.
That
boom.
I've said this before.
Boom,
the first time.
Boom, 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 boom.
If you like to talk to tomatoes, good. I like the
if
mashup.
If a squash can make you smile.
Can someone make that mashup?
If you like to waltz with potatoes. Up and down the produce aisle.
Do, do, do. Can someone
have
make that?
We got a show for you.
I would love to watch the space, the 2001 opening with that mashup over it. So it's like the sun coming like up over the earth. It's like, doom.
Well, there is a VeggieTales rap that I bop. Look, it started off as a joke, and then I'm just like, just because I know the lyrics and it's VeggieTales and there's some sort of nostalgia, it's a goofy little VeggieTales rap. I'll bop to it. Broccoli, celery, gotta be VeggieTales.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good. They just ripped the song lyrics from VeggieTales. Just put it behind a beat, essentially.
The first time I ever watched 2001 A Space Odyssey, well, I only got like 30 minutes in, but it was back right after we started Super Mega. So like first few months of Super Mega. And you were out of town for like, it was during one of those breaks in the beginning where you went home.
Yeah.
And I was by myself at the old apartment and I smoked a lot of marijuana and then I was like, I'm going to put on this movie because I've always heard it's good. And I watched like the first scene with all like the monkeys shrieking and like beating each other up and shit. And then I was like, oh, I'm too high for this. And then I just fell asleep. But then I watched
it. One of your favorite movies of all time.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I watched it the first time in Maui by myself in a hotel room.
Ooh, that's a nice vibe. I watched it for the first time in at the ArcLight. I think it was with Tucker or Harrison. I can't remember, but I fell asleep during it the first time I saw it. I went back and watched it again, of course. But
you fell asleep during Kubrick,
dude. I remember it was like one of those days where like I didn't get much sleep.
It's quiet.
Like, I stayed up like till probably the sun came up, and I didn't get good rest. And I went to the movies and I was just like, just the vibe was nice. I was in a movie theater. It was dark. There was a movie playing. And then like when my eyes would close, it would be like.
Well, it doesn't help that half the movie is silent.
Yeah, I know.
Like when they're in space. Like,
I know. It was such. Honestly, I don't care that I fell asleep during it the first time because it was such a good nap. I remember just feeling so comforted in the ArcLight theater.
I'm just fucking, I've said this before, I am just so fucking bamboozled by the fact that they made that movie in the 60s.
Yeah.
It literally, like, the special effects and set design is, like, on par with something you would see today. And it's like, how the fuck did they do that in the 60s?
It took a brain.
It did.
It took many brains, but one brain in particular.
Man, we were talking about this the other night. Kubrick, I think my favorite Kubrick movie is
Eyes Wide Shut or whatever.
Eyes Wide Shut or Full Metal Jacket, but
I still have to watch Eyes Wide Shut with you.
Come over and watch it.
Okay.
Tonight.
No.
dude. Why'd you shove that down so quick?
Maybe this weekend.
I invited you. Like, no.
Because I'm doing shit tonight. I got people to talk to. I got ladies to entertain. I got five dates tonight. Okay, buddy? I got five dates. Plus, I promised I'd play Left 4 Dead with Jim.
Okay.
He's never played Versus before. And he wants to be the boomer.
Okay, boomer.
Okay, dude. I'm down for this weekend, though.
I'm busy this weekend.
Are you busy this whole weekend?
I am, yeah.
You're busy Friday, Saturday,
and
Sunday.
I got ladies to entertain.
You're such a fucker, dude.
I'm such a fucker.
Well, I mean, it's just like the day's already begun, you know. I like kind of planning things out. That's who I am, baby.
I can't ask you just to hang out, dude. It's my birthday, man.
You can ask. It's not your birthday. Your birthday's February 6th.
No, it's not.
Or 5th, sorry. Whoops.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I said 6th because I was like, the 5th is the day I moved out here. And I have to remember that your birthday is the day I moved out here. Or did I move out here on the 6th?
I'm pulling my beanie
all the
way.
I moved out here on the 5th,
right? You moved out here on the
5th. Hey, you even know that more than I do. Maybe it's because I'm trying to block it.
Mr. June 14th. I moved out here July 25th, 2015. So I just passed my 5-year, on my way to 6 years this year. You just passed your 6-year anniversary of being out in LA.
I did. Even though like the first year was like, there was a huge gap when we both went back home for like 2 months. But yeah, I'd say like, it's crazy. 6 years.
Dude.
It does, like it's crazy. I remember like taking that leap.
Me too, man.
And,
I was
like,
scared.
Moving out here.
I remember my mom crying at the airport. And I said, shut up, pussy. I really...
And we were fine, you know. We had our jobs with Mark and then eventually with Game Grumps, but...
Isn't it weird to think of month after next, it's going to be half a decade of Super Mega?
Crazy.
What we've been able to do in half a decade? It's crazy, though, because it feels so much longer, but like, when you think
can
about...
Can time just slow down and pause so I can enjoy it for a bit?
Hey.
So I can learn to enjoy it?
That's it. You can enjoy it,
exactly.
How it's going now.
Exactly.
But the thing is, dude, it's a... Like, all the memories of Super Mega feels way more than just half of one decade. You know, like, yeah. 5 little years. Like, because in the big picture, it's like 20, 30, 40 years will pass like that. But it's like just in 5, this much.
Definitely
happened.
Super Mega in that whole time is definitely the start of, like, another, like, it was the start of another big chapter in my life, given all
Same.
The changes and just things that were going on.
I think that was the start of the biggest chapter of my life that's still going now.
Yeah.
It was around the beginning of 2016 when we formulated and started Super Mega.
It is crazy. Just like on the flip of a coin, things just whoosh. Like I never would have expected this shit. That this wasn't the plan.
When I moved to LA, this was not in the books.
it literally wasn't the plan. But it is because you joined Syndigo right at the tail end. So like, did you? I think I asked you this before. Did you ever feel like a part of it? Like really?
I did for a little bit. Well, I was in the phase of like settling into being a part of it. Where it was like, technically I'm a part of it, but like, am I really I'm not like an established part of it. I'm part of it.
You were being established.
I was becoming established, and then I was unestablished because you guys fired me. but we'll talk about that another day. But then, yeah, everything changed so fast, and then Super Mega was born.
Yes, it was, and now we're here.
Here we are,
doing I think that's the thing that I like is like shotgun filming and doing this new live action content. It really, I'm not going to say like it feels like the good old days.
It does feel like the good old days.
Well, the reason that it's the good old days is because the stuff that we were doing was like we were legitimately having fun and doing this. I think it's like the vibe of the good old days where it's like it'll never be the good old days, but it's like new. It's like the good new days. Exactly.
Because
exactly.
What it is it's like, well, I like shooting because we're all hanging out. It's fun, but it's like, cause it's so loose. It's like, all right, let's get this shot. And it's like, oh wait, what about this idea? And it's just, you make each other laugh. It's fun. And actually we got to get going to go meet Tucker for some reshoots in an hour. Shout out to Stank Gameplays, Ethan, for letting us, shoot around his vicinity.
His shack so cool. In the middle of the desert.
Yeah, so he has a shack in the middle of the desert that he planted some trees next to, and we've been shooting in that area. So thank you, Ethan. You are the best, sweetest little boy. And
Butthole's still pretty pink.
Very
pink. He's finally sent me a Snapchat of it.
We saw him yesterday, and he brought that up. He's like, you know, I heard on the podcast you guys talk about.
You're not supposed to be, you're not supposed to say I send that type of stuff. I'm trying to maintain an image, but.
Well.
Our podcast, Ethan.
Sorry, Ethan. And also, if you're trying to maintain an image, then maybe don't be two-faced and send us pictures of your tight, pink, pretty little butthole behind the scenes.
Good night.